This is UBS's Top of the Morning. Managing how much and how often we spend during our retirement years is as important as saving for them. Today we dive into how retirees should manage their spending and why the commonly known 4% rule may not be as reliable as it used to be. It is Monday, March 25th, 2019. I'm Dan Cassidy. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. I would like to welcome back our guest to the program this morning, Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office, Ainsley Carbone. So Ainsley, good morning. Welcome back and thank you for joining us today.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, Ainsley, I know the premise of our conversation this morning is on the March Modern Retirement Monthly publication, or is it April?
It's March.
It is March. Okay. And that publication does focus on different approaches for determining safe withdrawal rates in retirement. But before we dive into that, can you tell us what defines a safe spending rate and why there isn't one rule every retiree can go by?
Yes, absolutely. So a safe spending rate is it's an amount that can be taken out of a retiree's portfolio every year to fund their current year's expenses without really running the risk of exhausting their assets before the end of their lives. So that's really something that a retiree is always concerned with. They always want to know, how much can I spend without kind of taking away from the spending potential of later years. So it's really kind of like a balancing act between having enough money to live comfortably today and doing so without depleting your retirement savings prematurely. Now, this safe spending rate would be extremely easy to determine if we were able to know exactly how long we'd live, how our portfolios would perform, and what our spending needs would be. But, of course, unfortunately, these are not certainties. Those are more like probabilities, so we have to estimate for those. So as conditions and circumstances change for a retiree, so is their safe withdrawal rate. So in addition to that, every investor is going to have different budgets and spending preferences. So it's really important for the retiree and the investor to use a strategy that's going to be right for their needs and for their preferences. So if you hear, I mean, I know I mentioned some different withdrawal strategies in the report. And if you hear from an advisor, or not an advisor, your advisor will be able to help you. But if you hear from a friend or on the news of a new safe withdrawal rate, it's really important to kind of take it with a grain of salt and use it more as a guideline and then go from there before you dive into what's exactly right for you.
So it sounds very circumstantial, and to your point, Ainsley, it is important to consult with your financial advisor to determine what kind of safe spending rate works best for your particular circumstance. But diving a bit deeper into the Modern Retirement Monthly itself, you do mention that the most commonly known rule, which, as I mentioned in my intro, the 4% rule, isn't as reliable as it used to be. So can you speak to why that is and what investors can do instead?
Yep, absolutely. So first I'll kind of talk about what the 4% rule is. So the 4% rule was created in the early to mid 1990s, and it stated that a 65-year-old could take 4% of their initial retirement portfolio and adjust it by inflation every year and do so with little risk of outliving their assets over a 30-year time horizon. So like you said, it isn't as reliable as it once was, and it's because it was created in the 1990s. So there are two reasons why it isn't as reliable. First, life expectancy. Life expectancy has risen since then. So someone who's calculating for a 30-year time horizon, some of us are going to be living longer than that. So if you're expecting a longer retirement period, especially for people who retire earlier prior to age 65, it's really important to be aware of that and maybe look elsewhere for a more applicable or more appropriate retirement withdrawal strategy. So in addition to life expectancy, also it was derived using historical data. So we calculated using the same type of calculation. We looked at what the new 4% rule would be today, and it actually came out to be 3.5%. So we used UBS's capital market assumptions, their most recent capital market assumptions, and we used it using our moderate portfolio. So someone who is spending a 4% from their initial portfolio value today might be spending too aggressively. So those are two reasons as to why it isn't as reliable as it used to be, but there are also some issues with it when it first came out. So one of them would be constant spending. The 4% rule assumes that the retiree is going to want to spend the same amount throughout their entire retirement period, when in reality, most retirees' preferences are different. Typically, generally speaking, I'd say most retirees want to spend more in their earlier years of retirement and less later on. And then additionally, it assumes constant returns. So this is a huge issue because it really neglects portfolio fluctuations. And when you neglect those portfolio fluctuations, you're taking away from the portfolio's longevity, especially during the years of consecutive underperformance because of sequence risk. So we do suggest a dynamic strategy instead of a fixed strategy. And we suggest that because a dynamic strategy would really take into consideration all of those changing factors that are neglected with a 4% rule or a fixed strategy. And by doing that, you can increase the probability of success of your retirement plan.
All right. So appreciate you clarifying the 4% rule, not as reliable as it used to be. So it's important that we clarify that. I do want to highlight another strategy that is made mention of in the publication. So this is the annually recalculated virtual annuity. Try saying that 10 times. So just to simplify things a bit, we'll call it ARVA, I think is the appropriate acronym there. So ARVA is one of the ways to incorporate a dynamic withdrawal rate. How does ARVA work, Ainsley, and why should investors use caution?
So ARVA is essentially an annuity that's calculated at the beginning of every spending period. So it accounts for changing conditions, and as changes occur over time, a different annuity payout will result. So what happens is the first year payout is going to be calculated in a way so that it's the amount that the retiree can afford to spend that year and still be as well off at the end of that year as they were at the beginning in terms of consumption. And it also keeps in mind that the retiree is 1 year older, thus they're going to have 1 year's less consumption to fund. So like I said, as portfolio values fluctuate or as changes occur, so is that annuity payout going to fluctuate. So the recalculated ARVA every year is going to vary to account for the portfolio's gains or losses. So yes, this does increase the sustainability of a retirement or of a withdrawal strategy because it's going to address sequence risk. But it does make it, it causes the amount that's taken out to fluctuate, meaning that the retiree's spending is going to fluctuate. So it's really important to be aware of the fact that in order to do this, the retiree is going to be, they're going to need to be willing and able to allow for flexibility in their spending.
Okay, so appreciate you explaining ARVA, or again, the annually recalculated virtual annuity. I like ARVA better. It does roll off the tongue a lot easier.
I agree.
So as far as preparation, so we always talk about, Ainsley, preparing for retirement. So how do you suggest investors prepare for flexible spending rates in retirement?
So spending, of course, is so difficult to predict in the future. I mean, we know what expenses, we're going to have some expenses that are much easier to predict than others. It's important to know what costs will be consistent, and those costs that are consistent, the ones that are typically the ones that we can't live without. So those happen to be a mortgage payment, maybe rent, insurance, food, utilities. And then we want to look at everything else. Everything else is what we can spend at our discretion. That's like dining out expenses, travel, entertainment, and our discretionary spending is really where the flexibility in your budget will lie. So it's important to figure out where that flexibility is because that's what you're going to target first in years where you have a portfolio that's underperformed and you need to cut back on your spending. So keep that in mind. Now, this is much easier, it's much easier said than done. So I typically recommend that a retiree or a pre-retiree who's getting close to retirement, evaluate your budget, take a look at those expenses, separate them out, figure out what the minimum amount is that you could live on, and actually do a trial period. Because this way, I mean, you're going to have your income still because you're not retired yet, but you're going to be able to look at it. And by doing a trial period, you'll be able to put a plan into action. And if it doesn't actually work, you have time to adjust it. So by doing that, retirement is so difficult to plan for and it's so stressful because we don't experience it. But by doing those trial periods, you can kind of put yourself in a retiree's shoes and figure out what will be best for you.
Yeah, it's a very smart approach. Preparation is always key. And discretionary spending, Ainsley, that accounts for vacations, lifestyle spending, anything of that sort, right?
More like your wants. instead of your needs.
Right, needs, exactly. Well, this has been very educational, very informative. Before we close out our conversation for today, Ainsley, any final thoughts you would like to provide our listeners?
Yep. So every strategy is going to have pros and cons, and everyone is going to benefit from each strategy differently. We didn't discuss all those pros and cons in this discussion today, so I encourage listeners to look at this month's March's Modern Retirement Monthly, but also in December of 2017, Michael Crook had a Modern Retirement Monthly that came out. It was titled A New Look at Safe Withdrawal Rates, and he goes into a few more dynamic strategies that people can take a look at in case they're interested. But it's really important to discuss your spending strategies prior to retirement so that you can do those trial periods and really make a plan that will work when it's put into action. No spending strategy is going to be right for everyone, but I think flexibility, regardless of what strategy that you use, I think flexibility is really important for everyone because it allows you to adjust when things come up that we don't plan for, because those unplanned experiences are unfortunately always going to occur. But be mindful of your spending to avoid consuming more than what can be afforded. And like we've said several times in a lot of our Modern Retirement Monthlies, financial planning and retirement planning in particular is an iterative process. So I think flexibility just makes that process much easier for everyone to endure.
Yep. Again, it all comes down to preparation and being well informed. But Ainsley, always appreciate your time and insight. Great catching up, and we'll look forward to having you back on again with us soon.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And again, we have been joined by Ainsley Carbone, Total Wealth Strategist Americas from the UBS Chief Investment Office. And be sure up on UBS.com/daily market guidance to listen to Ainsley's investment strategy podcasts as well, often co-hosted by Justin Waring, that dive into a lot of topics along these lines as well. Always an interesting listen. So highly encourage you to take a listen to those podcasts as well, in addition to the Top of the Mornings. And I do want to highlight the publication that we focused on today, that is the March Modern Retirement Monthly. Title is Safe Spending Rates Are Moving Targets. So as Ainsley mentioned, be sure to contact your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of this publication directly. Of course, it is also up on UBS Online Services. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Jason Trejo will be joining us to talk about the April UBS House View Investment Strategy Guide. Should be an interesting conversation. We're looking forward to that. But until then, have a great day, everyone. Thank you.